song from the great one. News Radio 840 WHS. Wait a minute.
Dave.
Wait a minute. That's not Billy Joel. That's not William Joel.
David. Dave. Why do you hate me?
I thought it was going to be William Joel coming, and it's not at all. It has nothing to do. It's about Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
Weird Al is a menace. He's untalented.
Fine line between menace and genius.
How does the guy do it? It's not the piano, man. It's Spider-Man.
And who thinks it's Spider-Man?
Enough.
Oh, my God.
All right, enough. All right. Will you stop laughing? Now, come here.
Yeah, okay, right. Ow, man.
Stop
right
laughing.
Right in front of Kelly and Jody, you're going to do that?
Yes. They're going to help me if you keep laughing at Weird Al Yankovic.
Your face looks like a big bowl of butts.
And he follows up with a stupid poop song.
What do you mean? It's your walk-up music.
No, it is not.
Somebody needs to walk the wedding out of this. You know, walking down the aisle as she comes down.
We got our buddies in the studio today.
Got Kelly and Jody both, but we're talking to Jody first because St. Lawrence is this weekend. The picnic. Can you believe it's picnic season again, man?
St. Lawrence,
St. Lawrence picnic.
So that's my old neighborhood. I lived on Fielding Way.
Yep,
I lived on Fielding Way, and St. Lawrence always crushes it. I do have to admit, my home court is St. Paul's.
Oh, okay.
That's all. You grew up down the street.
But I lived on Fielding Way for 17 years, and St. Lawrence, it's a never-miss picnic.
For non-Catholics, tell people where St. Lawrence is exactly.
So it's a 1925 Lewiston Drive. It's off of Rockford Lane or Dixie Highway area.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you
Been
go.
There many times. Football
Here's how
games.
You go. You take Dixie Highway when you see Hi-Fi Buys. You take a left on on Lewiston, and you go straight up. You can't remember Hi-Fi Buys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or Jerry's.
Yep. Yeah, Jerry's Restaurant.
Catholic picnics almost converted. Yeah. Dwight to Catholicism, but it didn't quite take.
You got to take a test to be a Catholic.
It was that much fun. So what are we going to have at St. Lawrence this weekend?
So it's going to be a beautiful weather, obviously, and we've got a couple bands playing. We've got Bourbon Boulevard going to play tomorrow night, starting about 7 o'clock, and the one and only Caribou will be there.
Caribou's going to be there. What about the chicken dinner? Is that what we're having?
Yeah, chicken dinner starts at 4 o'clock. Homemade sides. So,
what time does Caribou start? Because the Keelings are quite old. They probably kick them off about 3 o'clock
that's
and have them
point.
Out of there by 5 p.m.
Well, no. They hit Blue Boar at 3:30, so they're good.
That's true.
For a 5 o'clock start time.
That's true. What time does Caribou start?
7 to 11.
7 to 11.
Wow. Keeping those guys up late.
It's going to be a good night.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So talk about how this benefits St. Lawrence. Because all jokes aside, Catholic picnics are fun, and I love going to them. I love my select ones the most, but there's a purpose to it.
Yep. Helps the church financially get through the entire year, and obviously with things going up, but, it helps pay the bills.
What about the cake booth?
They're making homemade cake starting tonight.
Ooh. Yeah. We always, for our picnic, we always, the Vanettis always bring from 20 to 40 cakes. Yeah.
You still get a lot of them donated, but they actually started something where people started donating the boxes of cake mix.
And then they go to Plains or they go to wherever and get the cakes and buy them and bring them out there. It is the Catholic community but the entire city gets to enjoy it. So don't think you have to be Catholic to go to this picnic this weekend.
Nope, not at all. And it's good. You go from one picnic to the other. Every week. So, I mean, it's just something it's a big tradition.
Lourdes is sometimes it's dueled up. Lourdes is this weekend. Mm-hmm. We moved ours at Holy Trinity from the beginning of the summer to the end of the summer. But they're just such a great way to bring the community together and for a good cause for sure, because these are schools.
Yep.
They're not just parishes. They are schools that are attached to it that need the, like you said, everything is more expensive. I mean, from books to pencils to everything else. And, of course, they're all on iPads now and all that. But St. Lawrence is a great school. Why do you love St. Lawrence?
You know, it's just home. I grew up at St. Denis.
St. Denis.
When they closed St. Denis and merged the three schools, St. Lawrence, St. Denis, and St. Helens, and Notre Dame, that's where my kids went. And, like I said, it's home. So that's where I've been for over 20 years.
So we're going to have to ask you some cop questions now.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait. Is it true? Wasn't it Dean Wells that played for the Seattle Seahawks?
He was Holy Cross. Oh, or PD. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well,
Bishop
no, he was Holy Cross as well.
Oh, okay.
But he also, I think he
went St. Lawrence.
St. Lawrence, and he helped build that football field.
What a great
guy. Prove it or something like that.
Uh-huh.
What a great
guy. So, way to go, Dean Wells, right?
Yes.
I told him everything he knows about football, by the way, when we were young.
He always says that.
Yeah.
At his camps, he brings that up first.
Actually, he doesn't, because per my request, I said, act like we don't know each other.
Right.
And he's been such a good friend. He's honored that for years.
Yeah.
But I want to say forecast, Friday, 81 and sunny.
Bingo.
Saturday, 85 and sunny. That's some good caribou and chicken eating weather right there, if you ask me.
Bring a chair and an appetite. Come out and enjoy the scenery.
You obviously work across the street.
We do.
MetroSafe. So did you hear the conversation we had last hour?
We did. We caught some of it.
Yep. You know, there's two issues. One is, do I think a gang is going to shoot me when I come down to get a steak at Morton's? Nah, probably not. But the homeless issue is pretty big. How does that work? So we got a truck driver that calls in. He says he's sitting in his truck. He can't get out of his truck because they're banging on the windows. What can he do, and how does that process work? And then what do you guys do after the phone call's in?
So we've got a great program. It's called our Crisis Call Diversion Program that we started in March of 21 or March of 22, I'm sorry. And it's been still in a pilot phase, but when somebody calls in and they're experiencing somebody that's having some type of mental health crisis, mm-hmm. we actually have behavioral health specialists that are sitting in the 911 center
really?
For a certain amount of time. We're in 8 hours right now. We're going to 12 hours. We'll be operational for 12 hours starting July 1st.
Wow.
And they can actually talk to the person, and if they decide they need some type of response, we've got mobile crisis responders in the field that can actually visit these people and take care of any needs that they may have, or transport them to some type of facility to get them help.
What if it's just a half-naked drug addict banging on my truck door?
Like I said, the main thing is when somebody calls, if they've got a weapon or if they're experiencing some type of violence or on drugs, that's going to dictate some type of other response. But if, like I said, if it's somebody that's experiencing the mental health crisis, then we'll send the team out.
I had numbers from the first division that I shared with you guys, people listening. Can we separate business district from first division?
Like make it its own division?
To kind of figure out, because Rebecca said, well, Portland is now part of this and all of that. The first division is not necessarily right downtown where we are. Do we have numbers for this business district crime-wise?
That would be a police, question to ask, as far as their sustainability and their operations, within their own organization.
Yeah.
Would it help if everyone just stayed home for 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
No,
because I think that would be beneficial.
That's not the idea.
There's no hope. No,
but we need people to come back down work-wise. We need more workers down here because when you want to start out, I hate to say this, to outnumber the workers versus the issues we're dealing with, right?
And it's no matter what city you're in. I mean, you've got to be vigilant anywhere you are. It's just we've always taught people see something, say something. If you have a problem, call 911. Be specific about the issues that you're calling. But like I said, this is just another tool in our toolbox that we might be able to help somebody, divert them from jail, divert them from a hospital, and get them the help that they potentially may need.
Yep.
I will say this, though. It's not just downtown Louisville. I never thought I'd live in a neighborhood as nice as I live in with my wife but I will say this.
You're in radio.
Right. But as nice as our neighborhood is, I've seen homeless in our neighborhood out in Middletown. I see it. I went to the liquor store to get some number one tequila yesterday. I'm at Shelbyville Road and Hurstbourne Lane. I see two homeless there with a makeshift
camp. It's not exclusive to downtown.
Yeah, it's not exclusive downtown, but I will say this. On my commute from 65, just at the exit to here, I've seen more in the past 2 weeks. I just documented that, but I see it all the time. And it's disturbing. She did say something about, hey, there's a difference between unsafe and uncomfortable. But I would argue that the things that I saw are not just uncomfortable, they're teetering to where it could be unsafe, because you're talking to an addict that's out of his head already screaming violently at people. My fight or flight is already engaged when I see someone with that behavior.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait for them to pull a knife or to try to hit me. I've got enough horse sense to avoid it. So I would say there's a thin line between what's going on being just uncomfortable.
Well, in those situations, we send the police to make sure that scene's safe.
Okay. You know,
for the mental health crisis
so
responders.
So that's 911.
Yes, it's still 911. And like I said, we'll send the police there, make sure the scene is safe. And then our mobile crisis responders we're in partnership with Seven County Services. They actually can come, and once that scene's dictated as being safe, then the police can leave and go to do other responses, and they can take care of the needs that they may have.
I honestly don't know how the men and women of LMPD do it. I don't. My hat's off to them because they're understaffed. They're outnumbered dramatically, thanks, in my opinion, to the last administration. We're still in the wake of that crap.
And corrections. But, don't forget, corrections is understaffed, too, by the way. They get...
You pair that with bum judges and a county attorney.
Yeah, largest drug intake in the state is corrections in downtown Jefferson County.
It's ridiculous. But I just don't see how the men and women do it because, in all fairness, that burden shouldn't fall directly on them. But who else are you going to call?
Yeah.
Kelly, what do you think?
Go ahead.
You guys know I did it for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I can't explain to people. You have to be special. You have to want to do it. And that's true. I never came to work a day in my life in 30 years. I would go back and do it again, no matter what. It's the same as being a firefighter. It is a calling.
Yeah.
It's not just a job. And the people that stay, you got to want to do it. You got to love it. And I did. And I would do it again. It doesn't matter. I think many of us are called to do it.
Yeah.
And you got to love it and you got to want to do it. But just one thing I want to go up to.
Sure.
All the years I've come on radio with you guys, I never get to give a shout out to one group of people I want to.
Hey, Kelly, we're out of time. So,
no, we're not. And so I want to shout out to all of my brothers and sisters who went to Durrett High School.
Durrett,
closes down in 1981. And we never get any love. We're forgotten. We don't get talked about a lot. But the reason I brought that up is because Guardian Angels was our picnic. And that's where we all went. And what was the one at Preston and Eastern? Was that St. Ignatius?
Preston and Eastern.
Those were the two biggies for us.
I think it was St. A.
Family.
Yeah.
St. A. Yeah. It's St. A. Yeah, I think that's right. You're right. Holy Family.
Yeah.
Guardian Angels. And Preston and Eastern was the three that we would obviously go to and try to get in the beer garden illegally and find girls and all that when we were younger guys.
When you went to Guardian Angels, did y'all wear the red berets and go, hey, leave her alone, what you doing? That was a different Guardian Angels.
I just went there one night.
Durrett, that's what male is now.
It is, the Durrett Demons. And,
and
you guys can attest to the fact that right now I'm wearing my Durrett High School
ring. Yes, you are.
I wear it every day of my life to remind me who I am, where I came from, and why life is important to me.
And you know, while you're at it, you bring up a good point. And now that my wife is a legislator, I'm going to get it on there. I'm going to put for legislations for guys like me where you can get a GED ring.
Yeah.
You know?
You graduate from
It's
golf.
About time.
You graduate from
I know.
Golf.
Stop it's a joke.
You can get one on the internet.
I don't want to show off.
Rick Pitino bought a couple.
I don't want to show off, but this is my 8th grade equivalency ring.
Mine don't fit. I can't even get mine on. But I did recognize a song, Big Cheers fan.
Kelly, Little Woody.
Stop it.
All right, listen.
Little what?
Little Woody. Nicknames my
All
wife.
Right, one more time.
St. Louis,
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. 6 to 11:30 tomorrow night and 4 to 11:30 on Saturday.
Awesome. I think Susan and I might try to come by, man, because it's
gonna
the old neighborhood.
Going to have to. Southern Comfort Hot Tubs.
Ah, Southern Comfort Hot Tubs, baby. A vacation right there in your own backyard. Guess who owns a Southern Comfort Hot Tub now and loves it and uses it every night he's not on tour? Alex Raimundo, the comedian, now has a hot tub, and he loves it. Folks, you will, too. It's truly a vacation in your own backyard. It's a way to escape the realities that we have to face in 2023. Plus, it's a great way to reconnect with the ones that you love. No cell phones, no tablets, no big screens. Just you and the ones you love getting a great massage, taking it all in your Southern Comfort hot tub. They even have hot tubs as low as $65 a month, plus 150 models ready for, listen to this, immediate delivery. They also offer 12 months, same as cash. Get on down and prove your home life for good with Southern Comfort Hot Tub, 7501 Preston Highway. Stick around. We're going to find out what our money's doing, then news, then more of the show on News Radio 840 WHAS.
I'm sorry. I was watching a video of a news story in Las Vegas where they say aliens have landed.
And I was watching a video of a talking Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Very cool
aliens
stuff going on.
Aliens are always landing in Vegas.
That's a good point.
It's true. That's like the land of UFOs. And, yeah, by the way, I want to tell you, it is National Jelly-Filled Donut Day.
You know, you missed National Chocolate Ice Cream Day yesterday.
No, she got it.
Oh, did she?
She got it.
Oh, I'm all over it.
That's when I wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
Courtney Dunhoe,
I listen to you. But more importantly.
It seems like you're the only one.
But more importantly.
Yes, Tony.
No,
yes,
this
what?
Is Dwight.
I'm pointing out to Tony that he's not hearing me.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, more importantly, I hear you.
Yes, Dwight's the only one who loves me.
That's right. That's
no, truth. No. When Where's not listening to you, I care for you.
Those are just words to you, and you know it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're just reading words.
That's right.
That's it. No love.
Just,
no
I love.
Love
you. It's just words. Damn it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Do you know what? It happens so often, though, when we're in radio. Sometimes we're just reading words, and then you're like, oh, what am I actually saying?
What am I saying? I'm Ron Burgundy.
Oh, I was totally Ron Burgundy the other day. I had to do weather. And what we call when we're trying to end our segment, like with the news radio, WHAS, we call it an out cue. So I was doing these out cues, and the out cue says, with the 3-day weather, and the whole entire time I did 2-day weather. Re-record everything all over again.
Bloomberg like, doing yes. weather. Guys are expanding.
No. I was working Saturday, and she got a text. We started texting. She was working on a Saturday. We don't work Saturdays.
Exactly. We work harder than you. See, Dwight listens to me. Yes. He works harder.
Yes.
You know, it's right.
Now, Bloomberg doing weather, it'll be minus 800 degrees here in about 4 weeks.
With the Dow, the way that it is. But let me give you a couple of things. There's a couple of food stories. First of all, Pizza Hut is rolling out an unusual treat. The pickle pizza.
Yeah. What are you doing? The pickle pizza.
Farted. What?
What?
It's sauced with ranch dressing, topped with cheese, crispy chicken, onions, and then loaded with spicy dill pickles.
It's disgusting. Come on. What are you doing? Look, get a sandwich.
What's wrong with people?
I hate when they do crap like that. It's the Philly cheesesteak pizza. Then go get a Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
Don't throw it on a pizza.
Right.
And speaking of other things that I'm not sure if you guys would want, but Taco Bell is testing a vegan version
of its
popular Crunchwrap in a few cities.
So you can't have cheese because it's not vegan, so they put like a different sauce or something on it.
Yeah, the Blanco sauce. So, and that's their take on sour cream.
What's called Blanco?
Blanco.
Well, that's tequila.
I know.
Well, it's a form of tequila,
If it had a tequila sauce on it, well, maybe I'll think about it a little bit.
No, but so it's going to be in a hard shell and then wrapped in a flour shell on top of that.
Yeah. So it may be made a permanent addition, or it could go the way of the big vault of Taco Bell experiments. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Anyway, taking a look at the markets, everybody's looking ahead to next week. Wall Street's waiting on the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve gathers. You know I'm going to be all over it. That's going to be on Wednesday. Taking a look at the Dow right now, we are higher. We're up 95 points. The S&P 500 rising 0.4%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ leading the way, up 0.9%. With the News Radio 840 WHAS Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Courtney Donahoe.
WHAS.
Is it another birthday?
It is
birthday.
Not. Oh. Just some bad finger.
Or as you might, I like to call them Paul McCartney Light. But they were signed to Apple, right?
I think so.
I think they were the first band to sound like Apple, to sign to Apple. Every one of their songs sounds like McCartney or the Beatles.
And the odd thing about this band, only one that I know of that had two members hang themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Two? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Two of them.
Thanks for that little ditty.
You're welcome.
Just like Ron Jeremy, they're well hung.
Alrighty.
Right.
I think he's in prison.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, let me get on my super secret Google machine and we'll find out right now.
Is Ron Jeremy in prison?
Is he more popular than ever?
I accidentally had it on images instead of search. Hang on.
While you're doing that, Chrissy Teigen, you know who that is.
Is that the one that's with John Legend?
Yes.
I thought she was the girl from the 80s did all the summer songs.
You're not
going to
believe this story.
All right.
She is spiraling out of control emotionally because after DNA tests matches her with an identical twin.
Whoa.
Quote, I called my dad and literally said, Dad, did you see someone else come out of mom's blank?
Yeah.
Are there two of me?
Please be an evil twin.
End quote.
Please be an evil twin.
To which John Legend said,
I know, no kidding, right?
Oh, Lord.
But no, but seriously, if you're legitimately twins, you were once the same person and you're split, right? So yeah. There's no difference. It's not cheating if you're cheating with an identical
twin. Do they
twin.
Split or is it separate?
I think it's the egg
split. It's
splits.
Two different lucky guys.
I think it's fertilized and split. I don't know. I haven't been in pre-med 101. It's been like 15 years. Mm-hmm. I'll have to go look at some of the books.
Yeah,
okay, Ron Jeremy, is he in prison? Well, he's standing trial, but more of the crap that we heard this morning. Evidently, he's on there for sexual assault and rape charges. But it says that
he's not mentally fit.
He's saying he's not competent to stand trial.
Have you seen pictures of him?
Yeah.
He looks like a homeless person.
Well,
it's
that's
crazy.
Because whenever they march these a-holes into court,
yeah.
They say, hey, act like you can't walk. Here's a wheelchair. You know, the whole bit.
Yeah. So he found a poop hole.
Well.
Very, very well done. If David. You ask me. I think that's $2 out.
Yeah.
I really do.
Okay. I have a list of overpaid jobs that bring no value to society.
Oh, boy.
I want to hear this. Government Jobs by Tony Vannetti.
Okay. I put it on the tee for you.
Yeah, you did.
Number one. Didn't know this was a job, but pet food tester.
Oh.
You eat pet food.
Wouldn't that be best for a dog or a cat?
How can you interview the dog or cat afterwards, dude?
You get a bowl.
Yeah.
And you get another bow and you put kibble one in this one and then you get kibble two in this one.
Kibble and bits. Kibble and bits.
I want my kibbles and bits.
Which one do they like the most?
Right.
You don't have to talk to them, Tony.
Pet food tester. This job involves, of course, tasting pet food to ensure the needs are and the quality of standards are met. And, of course, overall taste.
Some of them smell pretty good, like the chicken jerky and the beef jerky stuff. Like,
average
wow.
salary, $40,000 a year.
Oh, my gosh.
To eat dog food?
Yeah, to eat cat food and dog food and everything
small
else.
Small grocery bills, I guess.
Yeah. Dwight, I think you could like this.
Okay.
This pays $20 an hour.
Okay.
TV watcher.
I could do that.
This includes watching TV shows and movies, and then you just rate them afterwards.
I could do that. I'd do that anyway in my head.
I think people do this in the evening.
Yeah.
I would do this
during the show and do two shows. Because quite frankly, sometimes when they're doing a short show, I get so bored when we're doing this.
Yeah.
I could watch TV.
Right, sure.
Well,
I get it. No, I get it.
Sure.
It's not like you're on your phone either. No. So,
hey, shots fired.
I didn't know this was a job, but I'd like to hire this person. Professional line stander.
Yes. Like if somebody's coming to concert, it's general admission.
Yep. This job involves standing in line for people who don't want
to. Yeah, I know. But if somebody's standing in line and you go to replace them, you know, you're here. No cutsy whatsies.
What about the camping out for 3 days for Star Wars tickets guy?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you want to afford $25 an hour, you pay professional line stander person to stand in line for the tickets.
Hmm,
yeah.
$25 an hour, you say.
Rich people are like, of course I'll do that.
And then after you stand in line for us for 3 days, we will attend the show, and then we will whisk you to our island where we will hunt you.
Number four is, I would be terrible at this job, and I don't want it at all, is odor tester. Odor testers smell products such as perfumes, deodorants, and cleaning products.
Oh, you're not sniffing dirty people.
No, it's cleaning products and deodorants and stuff. I would get a headache.
Yeah, speaking of which, what is that smell in the stairwell here in our parking garage?
I'm so sorry about that.
I would think it is.
I didn't make it
smells
it
chemically.
It smells like chemicals. Yes.
Yeah.
The smell has to meet the quality and requires a strong sense of smell. This is what obviously. The average salary is $50,000 a year for odor tester.
Is there anything worse than old lady flower perfume?
Oh, very.
You know, I mean, it's like an instant headache.
Well, there are some aisles in the grocery store and all that, the cleaning aisle, that are candles.
Oh, my gosh, with the candles.
And your brain starts to melt. You're like, oh, I'm getting a headache.
And like, my wife always likes to buy knockoff stuff, you know, because you save big. instead of Estee Lauder Chateau La Poix, she'll get something like Fancy Lady from CVS.
I love Fancy Lady.
Yeah.
If you love Chateau La Poix, you're going to love Fancy Gal from Walgreens.
You bought a candle, Dwight. Mm.
I did, and Gwyneth Paltrow, you're a liar.
You're a liar. All right, golf ball diver. They spend their time searching water hazards on golf courses to retrieve lost golf balls. Your requirements are swimming and be able to hold your breath for long periods of time.
And gator wrestling.
Yeah, this, no kidding, right?
In Florida, that's a different job. He's got to be paid more than this. But the average salary for golf ball diver is $50,000 a year.
Oh, my gosh. If you're in a warm climate without alligators, you just hang out in the pond all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds good for me, right?
Yeah. Here's a job I know that you will not do.
Okay.
Professional cuddler.
No. No, let me tell you. I love my wife, Susan Tyler Whitten, more than life itself. But after special lady time, when the cuddling kicks in, the clock starts going off in my head.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Wait, that was noise for something else.
This job involves cuddling with strangers for money. It pays about $60 an hour. I would pay $60 to get out of cuddling with someone for an hour.
Well, here's the problem. You know, if you're going to cuddle with somebody that's paying to be cuddled,
yeah,
they're going to be stinky.
How is it a pain to be cuddled?
Man, I'm not cuddling strangers, dude.
No.
Plus, you don't want someone getting excited.
What if you... Listen, you can't help the launch sequence.
So when you cuddle, sometimes the girl will put her butt up under your belly.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, boy. And I don't know. That's dangerous.
And once the launch sequence is activated...
That's exactly right.
I cannot help myself. I'm sorry.
Say, dude.
How much per hour to finish the cuddle?
That's a good point. Well, that's different packages that we offer here at Whitten's Cuddles.
That's the Okinawa Lounge in Fern Creek.
Some packages are not offered. Package.
Yeah,
some
packages. Multiples.
All right, this is a job. I thought maybe they just produce these masks just in
masks. Masks? Oh, no.
In mass. Fortune cookie writer involves creating the fortunes that go into fortune cookies. It requires the ability to write short, pithy sayings. Dave, I think you would be great at this.
I probably would be.
Yes, the average salary is $40,000 a year.
Well, okay, two things. Number one, they're no longer fortune cookies. It's just like a proverb. It says, a wise man will never walk down the same street twice. It's not a fortune.
No.
Second of all, the best fortune has already been written.
What is it?
Help me, I'm...
Yes!
Yep.
Help me, I'm trapped in a fortune cookie
factory.
That's the best.
This one, I don't know. We could do this one pretty easily.
Could you also do something like...
This is $50 an hour.
If you remove your blouse, you'll be a millionaire, Confucius say.
No.
Or something like that.
Yeah, no. For a professional mourner involves attending funerals. If the family feels they don't have enough people to mourn their dead relative, they'll hire people to come in and be professional. You have to be able to express grief convincingly.
That's like the professional laugher and clapper at comedy shows.
Oh, do they have that?
Yeah, of course they do.
Oh. The average salary is $50 a month, or $50 a funeral.
That would not work for us.
No?
No.
Yeah, we don't
have emotions.
You have to have feelings.
Yes.
Yeah, those were burned out decades ago.
They got to be in there somewhere. I'm telling you, Doc, they're not. But by all means, keep trying.
This one's pretty easy. Furniture tester. You just sit in furniture and... You get up and down, you sit back down, you get back and down, in repetitive motions.
So it's like going to a Catholic church.
Yeah.
You sit up, you kneel, you stand.
Right. It's exactly like going to a Catholic church. Average salary is about $30,000 a year. Last one, professional sleeper. Dwight, you could do this.
Mm-hmm.
This job includes sleeping and getting paid for it. Companies will pay you to, so they send you a mattress.
Yeah.
You sleep on it for a month. And then you report if it's a good mattress or not. That pays $50,000 a year.
Wow. Sign me up.
Sign me up, too.
Hey, Baranos Pizza is Louisville-style pizza, and the pizza that constantly gives back to others. This week, gave back to our WW2 veterans. They're always doing that. Just one of the many things I admire about my friends at Baranos Pizza. Plus, best pizza in the universe, baby. You can't beat it. NASA tried to duplicate the Baranos Pizza. 30 years they worked on it. Scientists flew through their hands up in the air and said, we can't be done. The Mama Bear Nose is perfection. You're going to find that out when you try it. Plus, they also have different things on besides pizza, sandwiches, pasta, salads. You're going to be amazed at the extensive menu. Dine-in, carry-out, delivery. Yeah, it's that good. Bear Nose Pizza. Stick around. Going to wrap it up in just a couple of minutes. News Radio 840 WHAS.
I want to thank Rebecca Flyshaker from the Louisville downtown.
And Major Lauder. And Major Lauder from First Division.
Not group, not collaboration.
Partnership.
Partnership.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And Major, you're like Shannon Lauder for coming in and talking to us. And, of course, St. Lawrence Picnic is this Friday.
Join us tomorrow with our guest, Dan Syme Jr. and... This Week in Music.
Anybody over 40, Iron Sheik has passed away at the age of 81. He was one of the big ones at the highlight of the WWE or F. Which one was it in the 80s?
F.
All right, we'll see you later. News Radio 840 WHAS. Have a great day.
Love you, Ma.